KTBB Friday Morning News Time, 7:51. Garth Mayer and the gang. On a Friday morning, AM 600, 92.1 FM. As we do every Friday at this time, we check in with KTBB owner, general manager Paul Gleiser, and our fellow servant with You Tell Me. Hey, want to talk about the now free event coming up February 20th, though.
Thanks to Tyler Ford.
Yeah.
It is now free. You know, the costs of the event are covered by our good sponsor, Tyler Ford. So all you do have to have a ticket because we don't have unlimited seating. So we need to know how many are coming. So it's free. You Tell Me live February 20th, Saturday. We'll have dinner available at a cost. The dinner won't be free, but admission is free. We'll have dinner available. We're gonna talk about what's on my mind, and we're going to talk about what's on your mind. We're going to record all of it and ship it off to Louis Gohmert and to everybody who wants the governor's job. We're gonna get your voice heard where it needs to be heard. It's going to be a great event, multimedia. I'm working on it now. I think it's going to be a good evening. You do need a ticket, ktbb.com. At the top of the homepage, you'll see a banner.
Yep, pretty simple stuff. And what's on your mind this morning, sir?
We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine and Tyler, who I'm going to call Bill, a good vendor to this company and a good businessman, called to tell me he was shutting his doors. A lifetime's work was wiped out and 20 employees hit the street. It was a dagger to my heart. To spare this good man, I'm not going to tell you who he is, nor am I going to tell you what line of business he was in. Suffice to say, his company sold goods and services to business owners like me. As recently as 2007, he was expanding. He was investing in what he believed to be a strong local economy, a core of quality employees, and strategic opportunity to buy expanded capacity on favorable terms. In other words, an entrepreneurial business owner, the very heart of American success. That's why this portion of President Obama's State of the Union address on Wednesday night was so galling.
But I realize that for every success story, there are other stories of men and women who wake up with the anguish of not knowing where their next paycheck will come from, who send out resumes week after week and hear nothing in response. That is why jobs must be our number one focus in 2010, and that's why I'm calling for a new jobs bill tonight.
A jobs bill. Now, why didn't I think of that? All we need is an enlightened act from the 535 men and women of the Congress and the benediction thereon of our president, and all will be well. How reassuring. Mr. President, the country began shedding jobs in April 2008 and has lost millions of jobs in the year since you took office. If a jobs bill will do the trick, why have you waited until now? If the federal government can truly help those who are waking up with the anguish of not knowing where their next paycheck will come from, why are you just now proposing a jobs bill? The 20 employees who once worked for my friend Bill can't wait. In fairness, the president went on to say that he would propose elimination of some capital gains taxes for small businesses. Well, if that's a good idea, and it is, what have you been waiting for, Mr. President? The president also went down the list of tired Democrat cliches about investing in clean energy jobs and giving rebates to homeowners who make their homes green, and building high-speed rail systems and taxing companies that outsource some of their work overseas. Mr. President, borrowing money from the Chinese in order to create trains that will lose money every day they are operated will not help my friend Bill or his 20 former employees. Appropriating, and that means borrowing, money to dig holes so that workers can be hired to fill them in, is not job creation. What galls me the most, though, is the conceit, the very idea that Congress and the President, 536 privileged but largely clueless parasites, constitute the engine of job creation in America is preposterous. A country of 310 million awaits the munificence of 536 politicians? Somebody please give me a word better than preposterous. Mr. President, forget your jobs bill. If you want to help my friend Bill, promise not to do anything. Trace any of our problems, from the housing meltdown to dysfunctional schools to the dissolution of nuclear families, and in almost all cases, you'll find at the root an overweening government program proposed by somebody with a mindset like yours. As for jobs, if you want to give Bill and me and the few million other business owners who actually make the decisions and spend the money to hire employees the confidence to do so, raise your right hand and say, I promise to enact as few laws as possible, and none that are not related to defending the peace, supporting the currency, or acting as impartial referee in the free conduct of commerce. In other words, just get out of the way and let the American miracle unfold. That's my word, what's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme, and you tell me. Thanks to my friends at K.E. Sellers, I have the ability to relieve cluelessness, Cluelessness comes several times each year, and the 2 weeks leading up to Valentine's Day is one of those times. So here's the cure. Port wine is great with chocolate. They were meant for each other. So go to KE Cellars and ask for the 2003 Keepersall Estates Port, which has been marked down to just $19.95 until Valentine's Day. Pair it with some chocolate, and your Valentine's Day cluelessness is cured. Are you clueless and pressed for time? KE Cellars again to the rescue. Tell my friends at KE Cellars that you need the Valentine's Day package, and they'll fix you up with a bottle of the Keepersall Estates 2003 Port, two port glasses, and a beautiful chocolate bar, all in a wooden gift box for only $39.95 plus tax. Thus prepared, the rest of your Valentine's Day is limited only by your imagination. K.E. Cellars, Tyler's European-style boutique winery and cure for Valentine's Day angst. In the French Quarter on South Broadway, across from the mall and online at kecellars.com.